Welcome to your Pete, Matt and Kimber podcast for St. John WA. Safe 000 for emergencies.
So the last couple of days, there's been a lot of talk about guns in WA. It's on the front page of the paper today. It's been a couple of days in the news of going, someone has revealed that the gun laws need to be reviewed because we've got all these guns in WA that people didn't know about.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the average person, I guess, didn't know about. But they are, the ones that were revealed are registered firearms to people who have registered themselves as gun owners.
Yeah. Now, they're saying that the number of licensed guns in WA is 300, just shy of 350,000, right? And so they've put a map online as well saying these are where the guns can be seen and then suggesting that there's guns in every street in Perth.
The map makes it look scary, doesn't it? It does make it look scary. I guess it sensationalises the fact that people own guns.
That doesn't sound like something the media would do. What are you talking about?
Crazy.
I mean, look, it's one of these things where I've been thinking about this over the last 12 hours, going, okay, there's been an increase of 60% in the last 13 years in terms of how many guns we have, right? But not really a number of changes to the number of people with gun licences. So they're saying WA residents who've got a gun licence remain static at around 89,000. So it suggests that those who already had a gun licence have gotten more guns, making it about four guns to the average licence holder.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Yep. Now, all over this map and everything that they've been saying in these articles, it's sort of suggesting that you need to be worried because ordinary people out there have got guns. But to me, I look at those and I was like, now these are ones that are registered. They're not the people I'm concerned about.
No.
Not as much as the ones that are not registered.
Yeah.
Because the ones that are registered, I'm like, well, they're obviously having to plead some case for why they've got a gun.
Well,
and I would imagine that a lot of those people would be security guards and police officers, and all of those would have to be registered, and surely they count.
Well, let me walk you through it. Because, and I'll start by saying, like, we do not have guns on our property.
Yeah.
However, I myself and a lot of my family, we're recreational shooters. We do club and hunting.
Right.
Right. And so I've grown up around them my entire life. I think it's reasonable to own a gun or a number of guns because it's all I've ever known. And God knows there's a myriad of other things that we use every single day, which used irresponsibly could kill you.
Yep.
Right. Now, I think that the argument they've put forward about the laws needing some sort of change is valid because those laws were introduced in 1974.
Okay.
But I also think that any law that was introduced in the 60s, the 70s, even the 80s needs to come under serious consideration because the world has changed very, very quickly in the last 30,
things
40
years.
Things
need to be reviewed.
Right, absolutely. However, I think, like, I do think it's sensationalizing what is going on. To me, it's not a shock. It's not a surprise. Because, I mean, between myself and a couple of other members of the family, I, you know, will not name, you know, we've got a dozen of them.
Yep.
And between them being collector's items or club guns or other stuff, we use them responsibly. They are kept responsibly.
They're locked up.
That's all the rules. And I know this, you know, might sound silly for some people to hear, but I'm a firm believer that, you know, guns don't kill people, people kill people.
Look, it's one of these things where, like, I don't feel fear over the articles or what I've seen because, as far as I'm concerned, those guns didn't pop up on Monday. They've been there the whole time.
Yes.
If you didn't know that they existed, that means that the fabric of society is still pretty well held together and those people aren't going around shooting people because we would know about that, right? Like, more.
And the some of the examples that they've used in terms of some people who are, you know, under criminal investigation.
Yes.
Who do own guns.
And I agree with that. That should be reviewed because they are saying, look, you know, the West Australian are saying, well, we've uncovered people who have been able to keep their gun license when they're clearly domestic violence perpetrators and things like that. Now, obviously, that needs to be reviewed. But, I mean, I don't know how many times we've had conversations about domestic violence laws in general need to be reviewed drastically. And it now they're only bringing it up now when it comes to trying to fit the narrative of gun reform.
Yeah. And I,
well, I'm like, I think, no, people who have breached the law, you know, breached their restraining order 27 times, they shouldn't have a gun, but they also shouldn't be allowed to breach their restraining order 27 times.
Yeah.
So how about we look at that?
Gun or no gun, if they are setting out to kill someone, I think they'll find another way if they don't have a gun.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know, this shock would have shaken a lot of people. They would have seen all of this stuff and it's freaked them out going, we don't want to be like America, we don't need guns in Australia. But I don't know how risky it is. I like to think that if this has so far been, I can trust that these people in the street must have them, but I just don't know if that's creating unnecessary panic.
Mm. Do you think anyone's been shot?
And I mean, like there to, would I, be. I, There'd I, be people that have been shot, surely. But I mean,
accidentally?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right.
I mean, you can put it out there. You can try.
I will
know.
Put it out there. So we do a little thing on this show called...
We got one!
And we would like to ask this morning, have you been shot?
I mean, sure. Wow. Yeah.
Under whatever circumstances, right? This is a, you know, genuine conversation here. Have you been shot? We got Lucy in Bilia. So, yes, we indeed.
We got one!
What happened, Lucy?
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, guys. Love listening to you guys in the morning.
Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, cast your mind back. This is back in the 1960s, right? Mm-hmm. And this is in Italy. And back in the day, they used to go shooting for rabbits. It was a thing. Whoever, like, shot the most rabbits.
Yep.
And then would have rabbit for dinner. So anyhow, my dad went out with my uncles out on the farm and they were shooting for rabbits and one of my uncles shot his brother on the leg thinking it was a rabbit.
Oh. So an accidental shooting but also like thought it was a rabbit.
How did he think it was a rabbit? I mean, I know Italians are hairy, Lucy, but
I know, right?
Wow, how did that go down,
how
Lucy?
How do you get that? Well, I don't think they spoke for a while.
Yeah.
It was kind of a bit of, you know, animosity. You shot me, all that kind of stuff. But it was an accident and eventually they made up and it's all good. Like, and you know, he was walking, he was fine.
Oh,
it was
okay.
Just nothing major, like still live to tell the tale.
I mean, it would be very traumatic.
Yeah.
There's no question that would be an awful situation.
And I reckon you'd have a moment where you're wondering whether or not you actually had been.
Yeah, well,
you know what I mean?
You know, until, I don't know that because you see it in the movies and people, some people go, they didn't know that they'd been, or you see docos where they're like, I didn't know I'd been shot.
Yeah.
Like, I guess your body goes into shock or something.
We've got more here. Paul in East Fremantle, you've been shot?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Wow, what happened?
So this was many years ago. I was a young engineer and we were designing the SAS rifle range down at Swanbourne. And part of the design required that we come up with some steel plate to take bullet fire that didn't actually penetrate. And so what we were doing was shooting, or we weren't, I wasn't, the SAS were shooting machine guns down a pipe and hitting steel plate. And then we were measuring how long the steel plate would last with the bullets being hitting it. And one of the SAS guys said to me, do I want to have a go on the machine gun? And I thought, yeah, that sounds pretty good. A young guy had been given a machine gun. So I was shooting down this pipe and I had a 90-degree ricochet, which basically meant the bullet went straight down and came straight back and the bullet hit me in the chest as a 90-degree ricochet. It was as hot as hell and it sort of burnt like crazy and stuck to my chest and left a nice little red mark. But interestingly, how hot the bullet was. It was as hot as all hell. But
wow! So it didn't penetrate the skin; just sort of bounced off you, I guess.
Nah, it stuck to me. It was ragged by the time I got back. So it was actually stuck, and there was sort of like a little red. There was a little red mark and a few little specks of blood. But it was more of a burn than anything else. And scared the living whatever out of me.
Yeah,
Paul, did you know immediately, or was there a moment of, have I been shot?
It was instant. It was almost instantaneous because you know the bullets are moving pretty fast. I think about 300 meters a second or something stupid like that. So yeah, by the time they hit and came back, it was sort of pulled the trigger and felt the pain.
Wow!
Thanks for your call, mate. Appreciate it.
Wow, young engineer at a rifle range.
Yeah.
You're probably making $17 an hour, taking a bullet in the chest.